Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to Frank Sinatra.
Night and day, you are the one. Only you beneath the moon or under the sun.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Old Gold Cigarettes, the treasure of them all, presents Songs by Sinatra.
Okay, Marvin Miller, while Axel gets a good grip on the baton, I'll get a half Nelson on the microphone and go slightly Latin on you. A little Spanish downbeat, if you please, Axel.
I see stars in your eyes when my lips beg your lips to surrender. Stars in your eyes when we kiss and you whisper you're mine. Stars leave the sky, but the night still is bright in their splendor. Lovely stars still continue to shine. No matter what dawn may bring, no matter what you may say, there's always one little thing that always gives you away. Stars in your eyes make me thrill with a thrill, oh, so tender. I realize love is ours by the stars in your eyes.
Nice tooting there, gang. And hello, everybody. This is Frank Sinatra, a singer. Confidentially, I can't prove that. But with a brand new season and a brand new show ahead of me, I'm sure going to try like...
Hello.
Hello. Say, you know what? You look like Martha Tilton.
You know what? You look like Frank Sinatra.
That, my blonde friend, is an insult.
Please, you can't talk like that about Frank Sinatra.
Fair enough. Let's talk about Tilton. Better yet, let's have Tilton sing.
Now, isn't that amazing? You know, I had a hunch you'd ask me to sing, and I just happened to have a little orchestration here.
That's fabulously amazing. We just happen to have a little orchestra here. Suppose we leave you two alone for a minute, shall we?
The stormy clouds hover and
summertime rapture we knew. And from that day, nevermore will I say, there's no you.
Thank you, Martha. That was really... Uh-oh, look who's here.
15 years of piccolo player. I can't stand it any longer.
Say, aren't you Pete, the piccolo player in the orchestra?
Precisely, Mr. Sinatra. Piccolo Pete.
Well, what's your trouble, Pete? You're griping about something?
And a very legitimate gripe. Mr. Sinatra, please comprehend my problem. I am 15 years of piccolo player, and all I ever get to play is... I want to tell you it's irritating.
Well... Look, Peter, old boy, why be irritated? Light an old gold, right, Marvin?
Right, light an old gold. You'll get comfort and pleasure when you light an old gold, especially today. But you can't get pleasure if your cigarette is hot, harsh, and dry.
And you can't get any pleasure if you're a piccolo player and all you ever play is...
I know exactly how you feel, Pete, and to help prevent cigarette dryness, old golds are conditioned with a special moisture-protecting agent made from the juice of fresh apples. We call it apple honey.
All very elegant and illuminating. What's apple honey got to do with my piccolo?
You know, Pete, I'm glad you asked me that. Because Old Gold's blend of many great tobaccos is enriched with rare imported Latakia tobacco for delightful extra flavor. Yes, Pete, extra flavor plus special protection against cigarette dryness. That's Old Gold.
I am getting absolutely nowhere. And that is not merely irritating, it's annoying.
So, when little annoyances get you down, why be irritated? Light an old gold.
Oh, gee, Mr. Sinatra, I came here to plead my case. To say, please take me and my piccolo out of this what?
Pete, yours is but to command.
Mr. Sinatra, sometime can I take my doggone piccolo and go? Ooh, now I don't feel irritated anymore. Mr. Sinatra, thank you, and tell me, did you like my piccolo playing?
Pete, it was absolutely colossal. Likewise, in the colossal department, that fabulous foursome and America's number one vocal outfit, the Pied Pipers. Sound off, children.
I'm Clark Joker with I Flat Flat.
Hi, Flat Top.
I'm Hal Harper with an F Top.
Well, there's old Half Top.
I'm Chuck Lowry with a D Top.
And, of course...
Like I'll go.
Well, neighbors, Axel and I are drawing straws right now to see whether he'll do a band number or whether I'll do a vocal. Uh-oh, I got the long straw. Ax, I guess you and the public lose this round. I love you. Time and again I would try to say, all I'd want you to know. If I loved you, words wouldn't come in an easy way. Round in circles I'd go. Longing to tell you, but afraid and shy. I'd let my golden chances pass me by. Well, folks, next on the old gold agenda. Brother, that ain't no sound effects door. It's really somebody trying to get in. Who is it? Well, don't beat it down. Open it up.
Hiya, Mr. Sinatra.
Gee, what cute little boys. Come on in, fellas. Are you Sinatra fans?
Are you kidding? We're big Crosby kids.
Brother, all four of Bing's kids. What have I done to deserve this? Look, fellas, I hope you're here on a very peaceful mission, and I hope we're not going to have any trouble with you.
Oh, Mr. Sinatra, we like you.
You like me?
Sure, I think you're great.
Me too.
Me too.
Not me.
Oh, so Lindsay doesn't like me, huh?
Oh, no, he likes you too, Mr. Sinatra. He's just cautious.
Yeah, the last time he said he liked you, Daddy fractured him.
Well, you see, I can understand it of your old man. Well, gee, fellas, it's sure swell to see that you're all on my side.
Well, keep it under your hat. Don't spread it around.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want it to get back to you-know-who.
Oh, you mean,
Yeah, the old groaner.
Well, don't worry, you can depend on me, fellas.
You know, this is the first time we've ever seen you, Mr. Sinatra. Daddy wouldn't even let us see a picture of you.
Well, do I look like you thought I would?
No. Daddy told us you didn't have any hair either.
That's a fine thing. Well, it's good that you could sneak over here like this, boys. By the way, where is the hot throb of the gay 90s this evening?
He's tired. He played golf all day. He plays golf every day. He says he has to watch his waistline.
Well, it shouldn't be tough. Wherever he looks, there it is. So the old man goes in for exercise, huh?
Yeah. When he isn't playing golf, he's working in the garden.
That's so. What's he planting this year?
Same as last year. Your phonograph record.
It's a conspiracy. Just see what I want to do with his.
Could I see your kitchen now?
What'd you say, Lynn?
Mr. Sinatra, could I see your kitchen now?
The kitchen?
Yeah, the place you keep all the food.
What food?
Daddy says you're taking the bread and butter out of our mouth.
Now, Lenny, you know that isn't true. Daddy just made that up.
He did?
Sure, just look at Mr. Sinatra. You can see he's never had a piece of bread and butter.
Oh, this is the flattery going on around here. I think I better change the subject mighty fast here, fellas. Say, tell me, can any of you guys sing, or do you all take after your old man?
Gary does a little singing.
Who does?
Gary.
Gary does a little singing. Oh, really? How about a sample, Gary?
Okay. I've got two styles of singing.
You have?
Yeah, here's the way I sing at home. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day. Boo 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 boo.
Well, that's mighty swell, Gary. Now, how do you sing away from home?
Like this.
Walt, won't tell me when we will meet again. Monday and always. If you're satisfied.
You may hear from my lawyer in the morning, boy.
I'll be at your side. Sunday, Monday, and
how you Crosbys do stick together. Thanks a lot, fellas. You were great. And thank the old soldier for me, too. Your dad and mom are swell folks to let you come on down here. My only worry right now is following Gary. You know, that boy sure makes it tough for us ordinary singers. So, I think I'll play it a little smart and call up reinforcements. Martha Tilton, won't you join me?
Don't mind if I do.
Embrace me, my sweet embraceable you.
Embrace me, you irreplaceable you. Just one look at you, my heart grew tipsy in me.
You and you alone bring out the gypsy in me. Many charms about you.
Above all, I want my arms about you.
Well, don't be a naughty baby. Come to Papa, come to Papa, do. My sweet embraceable you.
Thank you, Martha. And same to you, Axel. You backed us up like Brooklyn backs the Dodgers. But I guess leading a band is old stuff for you, isn't it, Axe?
What do you mean, old stuff? I'm not so old.
Well, I don't know. The gang around B Flat Road told me you were waving the baton way back at the turn of the century.
The turn of what century?
You know, the one when Crosby was boo-boo-booing with the rhythm boys.
Oh, Frank, I'm not that old.
Ah, but the law of our business is, isn't it, Marvin?
You can say that again.
Ah, but the law of our business is, isn't it, Marvin?
Well, with me, kid.
Yes, nearly 150 years, BBC. That's before Bing Crosby.
Thanks a lot.
The Laurel Art business was founded in the year 1760, to be exact. Now, that's nearly two centuries of association with the world's choice tobaccos. And this vast experience is reflected in the quality of Old Gold cigarettes today.
But tell me, how are we doing on quantity, Marvin?
Well, Frank, the cigarette situation's improving. But there still are millions of men and women in uniform. And Old Gold will continue to pursue its policy of giving first call to the services. But keep asking for Old Gold. Chances are that you'll be finding Old Golds increasingly available.
I got news for you, Marv.
Yeah?
I latched onto a pack of Old Golds today. Well, folks, 15 years from now, the kids whose only worry in this war was the diaper shortage will be haunting the music shops looking for old World War II recordings. And by 1960, the teenagers will be calling them songs my G.I. mother taught me. But if old Daddy Time does turn these tunes out to pasture, we demand that they be turned out with the greatest respect for the job that they did in history's greatest war. That's why Martha Tilton and the Pied Pipers and I are calling the honor roll on a few of these songs tonight. Pearl Harbor. The first blood of America's ordeal of blood, sweat, and tears, and a wave of fear swept across the land. But a second wave came in, packed with fighting spirit. And riding that wave was a song about a man who feared God, but not the Japs. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition and we'll all be free. Out of the heat and dust and the mud and snow of 100 training camps, millions of GI feet marched down the brick and concrete platforms to blacked-out troop trains. On the Chattanooga Choo Choo, the new theme song was Shoo Shoo Baby, 'cause Daddy's off to the seven seas. And pretty soon, Daddy was teaching everybody on the seven seas the lyrics to
Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
And say, Daddy was learning, too. He was learning about a people who'd taken it on the chin for 2 years, but who were still in there singing,
There'll be bluebirds over the white cliffs of Dover. Tomorrow, just you wait and see.
Back home in the States, the average girl looked upon England as the headquarters of her competition. And thus many a female headed for Dover bearing this little warning.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me.
Of course, Johnny Doughboy had his worries about the gal back home, and he kept writing and asking,
Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Oh,
the way you're acting lately makes me down.
Yeah, but she came right back and said, Listen, Buster, the manpower situation over here, romantic-wise that is, may be explained as follows.
They're either too young or too old. They're either too gray or too grassy green. The pickings are poor and the crop is lean. What good is in the army? What's left will never harm me.
What are you doing in the infantry? Are you kidding, buddy? You march and you keep on marching. And all the time, your big top sergeant is out there in the front yelling,
I don't want to walk without you, baby.
You know, it wasn't any sense in the Navy either. No, sir, brother, the old queen was back of the eight ball after Pearl Harbor. But long about 1944, even the Japs were singing,
Oh, give me land, lots of land.
and country that I love. Don't fence me in.
Yes, sir, Tin Pan Alley's offices in New York and Hollywood really came through during the all-out fracas. Why, they tell me that if I had been a Buffalo Nickel working in the jukebox at Jack's Jive Joint, I could have learned to hate that Sinatra on account of...
Won't you tell me when we will meet again? Sunday, Monday, always.
And those happy little nickels that rattled down through the innards of the gorgeous drone boxes gave the needle quite a beating on this here one.
My mama done told me when I was in knee pants.
Ed, brother, you ain't lived till you've seen Tilton and Plus Fours. But seriously, songs may come and songs may go, even as the men who sing them. But I'll lay you 8 to 5 that this one, like Stephen Foster's songs, will still be going strong in 1960. And 2 bits more says that Bing will still be singing it then. And I sincerely hope to win both of those bets.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
How about those songwriters, huh? What a job they turned in from Pearl Harbor to VJ Day. Well, sir, from where I stand, it looks like about time to
put your dreams away for another day. And I will take the place in your heart, wishing on a star never got you far.
Thanks, you there at your radios, and ditto to you folks in the studio audience, and to Martha Tilton, the Messrs. Crosby, the Five Pipers, and our mighty boy, Stardor. Pardon me. We meet here for Wednesday and for business on Wednesday and monkey business every Wednesday, friends, so try and make it your business to listen in. Will you, hey? Good night.
Friends, Wednesday is the night for Songs by Sinatra, presented by Old Gold, whose choice tobaccos are specially conditioned to help guard against cigarette dryness and to give you more smoking pleasure. And say, don't let little annoyances get you down. Why be irritated? Light a... you know what. The Frank Sinatra Show is written by Glenn Wheaton and produced and directed for Old Gold by Man Holliner. This is Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.